I've got a wonderful new anthology called The Darker Shade, 17 Swedish Stories of Murder, Mystery, and Suspense.
Does this collection have any relationship to the fact of the dragon tattoo books being so popular?
Absolutely. Thanks to Stieg Larsson and also to Henning Mankell, Swedish crime fiction has absolutely blown up in the last few years and is one of the most popular subgenres in crime fiction. And if you are a fan of Stieg Larsson, who has a previously unpublished story in here, or even if you don't know anything about Swedish crime fiction and want to start someplace, I couldn't think of a better introduction.
Why Swedish crime fiction? I guess so many of us Americans think of Sweden as being a relatively clean living place, maybe.
Well, that's what's fascinating about the introduction by John Henry Holmberg. He says that Swedish crime fiction actually for decades has been contradicting the stereotypical view of Sweden as a socialist paradise for blonde people who behave well. And of course, the opposite is true. They're not all blonde and not all Swedes behave. And some Swedes behave badly, as we see in this terrific anthology.
Do you feel like you discovered some new authors in here? And if so, can you point to who those might be?
Yes, Stieg Larsson is represented, and so is Henning Mankell, and so are other authors that people might know, like Johan Thorin. But one of my favorites is Tove Austerdahl and Eke Edwardson, and I apologize to the Swedes out there if I'm mispronouncing the name. Swedish is a little difficult to pronounce, but this anthology is not difficult to read. It is, in my opinion, the perfect anthology. It's a beautiful mix of stories, none of which have ever been in English before, so that makes it very exciting. It's varied. It's got a superb introduction that sets Swedish crime fiction out in all its fascinating glory, and it will make you want to read some of these authors outside of the anthology.
One of the things that crossed my mind when I was reading the Dragon Tattoo books is that I had a feeling that it was a good translation because I enjoyed the language, and I don't know if that's founded on anything or not. Talk a little bit about the editor and the translations in this book and what your impressions were.
Well, the editor is a well-known Swedish authority on crime fiction and on science fiction and was a friend of Stieg Larsson. And when you read these stories, except for the names and the, to us, exotic settings, you will think that they were originally written in English. That's how smooth and inviting the translations are. And that's what I look for. Americans do not read enough fiction in translation. This should do a bit to change that.